Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, this lady is so funny. Kendra Cunningham. You've seen her on Last Comic Standing, Saturday Night Live. She's been on everything. Jimmy Fallon, the Tyra Banks Show. I didn't even know the Tyra Banks Show featured comedy. But she's got a new special, Kendra Cunningham, Meatball Therapy, that's streaming now. Kendra, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You are funny. Man, I just I think it was your last special a couple of days ago where you outgrew your underwear.
Oh, yeah, My Best Behavior. That was my dry bar special. Yep, that was. And you know what? Sadly, outgrowing my underwear is a true story.
And you said you didn't remember doing that as a child, but you will always remember it as an adult.
Yep, that's for sure.
That's so
Those
funny.
Memories don't fade fast.
So where is this new special streaming?
It is on Amazon, iTunes, YouTube, DirecTV, pretty much anywhere where you look for a streaming product, yeah.
It's so bizarre anymore, isn't it? I mean, you can get stuff everywhere, or sometimes we'll have guests on and they'll mention a streaming platform that I've never heard of. You know, you can get it on Zumbi, or you can get it on Ramos. What?
It's amazing. I know there's so many platforms now. It just blows my mind.
I mean, you've got to get that time. People come up to you and like, hey, I just watched you on my shoe. It's crazy.
Hey, listen, they could, as long as it's a compliment they're giving me, they can watch me wherever they want.
We're talking to Kendra Cunningham here in the National Defense and her new special, Meatball Therapy. What exactly is Meatball Therapy?
Well, Meatball Therapy is, there's a bit in the special where I talk about I was going to therapy, and I talk about how I got so bored with going to therapy. I didn't feel like I was making any progress that I started eating my lunch in my sessions. And one day I was eating a meatball sub in my therapy session, and I realized I didn't really need to be spending $150 an hour to have a therapist watch me eat.
That's an expensive lunch.
So, yeah, exactly.
You know,
so that's where that came from.
Well, you're from Boston, right?
Exactly, yep, originally. I live in New York now.
What is it, though, about Boston that produces such great comedy? Stephen Wright, Jay Leno, there was a Lenny guy. I mean, there's a bunch of...
Lenny Clark.
Yeah, just a bunch of funny people from Boston.
I know, it's a great question. I would love to be able to give you a real answer on that, but I don't know. My mother, I would say that a lot of my sense of humor comes from my mother. My mother grew up in Dorchester, Massachusetts, so she's a Bostonian all her life, and she's very funny. There's something about, I don't know, but we'll have to, it'd be a nice sociological study to get to the bottom of it. But then people would recreate it elsewhere, so maybe we should just let it be.
Exactly. Yeah, keep the special and the secret sauce in Boston. We're talking to Kendra Cunningham here on the National Defense. Meatball Therapy is the new special that's streaming now. I'm getting ready this weekend, Kendra, to go to a murder mystery dinner deal, and I've never been to one of those. Have you been to those?
I have not, but I love anything. So it's sort of like an interactive.
I get, it's going to be outdoors, and it's in a rural area, so it might be a real murder. I'm just not sure.
I know. Well, who did you buy the tickets yourself, or this could be a setup?
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's what. Yeah. We'd really like for you to come, Randy. We really want you to be there.
You're the special guest.
Yeah. That's right. Get the Target shirt on. We're talking to Kendra Cunningham here on the National Defense, and you've been on so many shows. I mean, the Tyra Banks Show we mentioned, and Nickelodeon's Mom's Night Out. What's been the most fun appearance for you out of all of these?
Geez, that's a good question. I would say, I'll say, you know, my first time that SNL credit is really, I was in a sketch with Bernie Mac. This is going back years.
Wow, and that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, he was, and I think that was one of my favorites, just because it made me kind of realize that I wanted to be doing more than just stand up. And like, I loved like being on set collaborating with people. So that was like one of my favorite eye opening moments. But then Mom's Night Out was the first time, I'm not a mom, but I do a lot of jokes about my mom.
Right.
And Mom's Night Out was the first time that I ever did it, you know, did comedy sort of in a studio with an audience that they were filming, and it was a professional production type of thing. And so that was really cool too.
That's pretty cool.
So those would be the two moments where I felt like, oh, this is like legit and things could happen here, you know.
So,
and I enjoyed it.
And you also, you know, talk a lot about dating. How's your dating life right now?
Well, I actually have a man right now.
Oh,
which is fabulous.
Okay.
I know. I've been living with him. I like to say I'm living with a man, and it's not platonic.
We're just friends. We're just really good friends.
Yeah. So that's going good, but. Unfortunately, when you're in a good relationship, it really does take up, it depletes the joke bank a little bit, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. When things are going good. Where did you two meet?
Yeah. Oh, I hate to say it, but we met on an app.
Well, you know what though? I've heard a lot of successful things about meeting on an app.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of got to the point, I was very reluctant about going on it, and all my friends gave me a really hard time because it's just how people...
That's how you do it.
Most people, that's how you do it. Like, no one's going out to... If you go to a bar and somebody comes over and tries to pick you up, it's actually more creepy than it was, like, 15 years ago. I mean, that was how I typically met men, you know?
I wish there had been an app when I got married, because I honestly, when you look at the profile of the person, you're pretty much in a snapshot know if that's going to work or not, right?
Right, yeah.
And so yeah. I think if that's I'm married to a horse woman. She loves horses. She rides horses. And I think if I'd seen that on an app, I thought I would have think, nah, that's not for me. That's just not for me.
Wait a minute.
Well, I mean, it worked out.
Show?
Huh?
Did she listen to the show?
Oh yeah.
You're funny.
I mean, I just don't. I mean, it's worked out. It's been great, and you know, and I came to appreciate horses, but just on a snapshot, on a thumbnail,
right?
That's not, you know, that's
well,
not.
Can I? But I also too, I have to say that it works the other way as well, because when you see a snapshot and you say, oh, this one looks good, and then 3 years down the road, you start to realize, oh, there's other stuff here that wasn't in that snapshot.
Well, yeah. Oh, they didn't mention this. They didn't mention this in her profile. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I just think in general, you know, to me, being in this relationship, it has really made me realize relationships are really hard. And just to, you know, it's at least, you know, for me, and I've talked to several married people who say the same thing, it's just difficult to commit to not, and I'm not even saying that I want to be sexually promiscuous, I'm just saying, like, to be in a relationship and to try to have communication, fun, like, all the stuff that you want out of a relationship, it's work.
Yeah.
And if you don't put in the work, it's just, you know, you kind of go brain dead and just stop connecting. So
well, that, no, you're exactly,
like,
you're exactly right.
Yeah.
And you can't be sexually promiscuous and be married, apparently.
No, I know.
Yeah, as it turns out.
No.
But Kendra, listen, man, you were so funny. Kendra Cunningham, Meatball Therapy, streaming right now. Thanks for talking to us. You were so great.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.